It's been a long time. It's been a very long time. And I had intended to do a show on September 29th, but a lot was going down. A lot of preparation for Aftershock, which I will talk about at a later time. Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Zeus podcast. I'm going to do a very important impromptu podcast about something very personal, because on this will be out on the 12th, but on October 11th was National Coming Out Day, and I am gay, if you didn't already know. And so we're going to do a show about that and what it's like to come out, because everyone does it in their own way. Okay? Stay tuned. Just be yourself. Be yourself. Because you're already a hero. Said to me by a very wise gay man, a friend of mine, who is always very positive, even when things aren't positive, who is very strong and knows himself so well. And I wanted to acknowledge that because he inspires me. Many of my friends who are LGBTQ, including myself, we all try to inspire one another, you know what I mean? And I wanted to say that no coming out experience is the same. It's all different, and sometimes it can be painful. Sometimes it can also be very good and enlightening. And you know, it took me a long, long time to accept who I was, and didn't happen overnight, you know. And I think people assume that it's a you know, everyone gets a hug and all this other shit. And I think, you know, for me, and this is where it gets different, okay, is I probably knew when I was about 4 that I was not like the other boys. It was like, oh, okay, you know. And I remember getting my picture taken in, was it kindergarten? Maybe I was 5. And the lady said, say I like girls. And I thought, I don't. And I was 4. But, you know, you're a little boy. Naturally, you don't like girls. And you would chase them around and all that other stuff. And then as I started to go further and further, and then there were other things that, you know, I was more interested in. I remember very vividly having a play date with my cousin who was older, and we were playing He-Man, and he had Skeletor and I had He-Man, and I kept calling Skeletor Belly Master, and I thought, what the? And even my cousin was laughing at that. But and my cousin said to me, years later, he always knew, you know. But that's the interesting thing, is when people say, well, we always knew. Yeah, but I'm the one who has to experience this. So you can't, it's like manifest destiny. You can't say to someone, oh, well, we all knew, you should just accept it. No. You have to accept yourself, because you are the one in the driver's seat, more ways than one. So here I was just floating about, and then little things, you know. Yes, the Sears catalog, and the guys were shirtless, and I think at one point I had wanted a weightlift, but I didn't know how. And I remember I would pick up a little table and take my shirt off. I don't know why. And then very vividly, we were watching some kind of nightly TV movie, and it was an edited version of Arnold Schwarzenegger Commando. And he's got no shirt, he's got the muscles. And I just remember walking outside and taking my shirt off and putting some mud on me and just feeling something. It's like, okay, what is this that I'm feeling? That's the other thing, when you're young and you're gay and you can't really conceptualize who you are, and you don't know any other gay people that you know of. I want to acknowledge our class president of our graduating high school who was also gay. There were several others of us in the mix. But, you know, we were in such a small town and we couldn't really... Yeah. But back to growing up, you know, and then you start to become a teenager and you don't want to be different. And I remember trying to push that to the back of my mind. Pretend to like girls. And I was watching, like, Mero's Place and all this other shit. And, You can tell I had one because I'm being very honest right now. And so, yeah. And then puberty hits and then you're like, oh yeah, I am gay. I am. But you know, the things that excite you. And that's the other thing I think is people don't realize is that being gay, it's not all sexual. I think, you know, yes, there is that element of who you are attracted to. And I never really had any crushes or anything. And in high school, yeah, you'd look at the jocks and it's like, damn, okay. You know, I think my crushes were more so media. You know, you would look at someone and think, oh, they're so beautiful. And like Ewan McGregor, I have always had a crush on Ewan McGregor. Anything that I watched him in as a teenager, I thought, oh, that man is beautiful. You know, or I remember Ricky Martin, my grandmother bought me the first English language album that he did and even said that Ricky was too pretty. And I thought, I knew Ricky was gay even then. And this was in the 90s. You know, you're hanging out with Madonna. Come on, let's go. And then, you know, things happen. And then high school was a very tough experience. I don't want to dwell too much on it because it did toughen me up. That's the other thing is the gay experience of everyone is different. And some people have a positive experience. And I had a very negative experience because people knew that I was, but I really wasn't ready to come out. And people would call me faggot all the time. Now that's a term of endearment. And spit on me. I got into a fight once and got knocked out. And I had to go to the hospital. And it was so bad. And then I learned to fight, you know, and defend myself. But yeah, that was kind of like, okay, yeah, I am not like the other boys. And then I remember we had to have a meeting about it. And I'm looking at my family, pleading with them, I'm not gay. All the while thinking I'm lying to myself. But you know when you're 15, I mean what the fuck. And it took me a long fucking time, and then I graduated high school and I started to realize some things. I am probably gay, but I didn't know how to act upon it and how to say it. And you know, and this is where the experiences get different. And then I started college. You know, you meet people and people that accept you. And I remember I had a friend in college who was a slam poet, and he always thought I was bi, I think because he wasn't ready for me to be gay. And one time we were really drunk and we went to go see some bands, and he's telling people about me on the phone, and I'm like, don't tell people about me like that. That's not me. And all the while I'm thinking, my God, you know. And then I think when I was about 22, 23, that's when I started to realize, okay, you need to come out now. You need to come out. It's been a while. It's very obvious. Your experiences, you know. And that's the other thing is I've talked to a lot of gay men, especially friends, and they've all said to me that, you know, we all really at one point learn to take in our feminine energy, because that's the other thing. All men, straight or gay or bi or trans or non-binary, but all of us, I'm sorry, not trans, because that's you become a woman, or if a man, okay, you know, I made a mistake. But you know, this whole thing of we have to embrace our femininity, because, you know, we get that from our mothers, and then we get the masculinity from our fathers and vice versa. But, you know, I've always embraced my femininity. I've had to. And in the whole drive of it. And then also my masculinity. That's the other thing about being gay is you have to defend your masculinity, because people think that you're not really a man unless you're masculine, unless you engage in these things and like these kinds of sports. That's the other thing is trying to cloak things up, you know what I mean? And I actually do like sports, but different kinds of sports, not water sports. Don't go there. But yeah, I wanted to kind of lighten the mood up a little bit. So when I did finally come out to myself, it was a freeing experience, and my ancestors were there, and I felt their spirits guide me. And I just sat up in bed on a Sunday and said it and went back to sleep. And I remember friends' reactions to that, like, oh my God, you really are gay. And some people already knew. And it's like, come on. You know, they're betting $20 and shit like that. It was like an episode of Will and Grace. Remember when Will comes out to Grace and he says, he's gay. He says, I'm gay. And Julian, you owe me 50. It's funny shit like that. So yeah. And then you slowly but surely tell family members that you're gay, and then you accept yourself, and it really, it is a learning experience, because all experiences are different, you know. And then you know, I didn't have my first relationship until much later, and that was interesting because I don't know if he was gay, to me he was, or if he was bi, because he had been previously married to a woman and had a daughter. And we had a relationship together. I never met the daughter. And it was one of those things where it started out as something, you know, casual. And then I was going over there every day. And then it started to morph into something. And I was starting, you know, you feel something for this person. And you feel not just passion, but you feel love. And you feel a commitment right there. And you go through these experiences together. And I remember, you know, at one point we were going to change the nature of the relationship, and we dated for a little bit and all that. And yeah, you tell someone you love them, and I probably did, and he probably did too. And it was such a learning experience for me, and to be able to embrace that. But then, you know, there were other things that was different. He didn't want to go to Pride, and I wanted to experience that. And that kind of did it for me. That, and I remember we went out to dinner one time, and we had nothing to say to each other. We only had something to say to each other in the bedroom. And that kind of bothered me. And I thought, no, because you should be able to speak. You know, you have sex, and then you go out and you laugh and have some drinks and enjoy yourselves. But we didn't do that, and that kind of bothered me. So I was kind of like, okay, you know. And so I walked away in a very adult fashion, and he got the message. So, you know, people who I think assume that I don't know how to handle that, I do. And then you meet more people and you get to know them. And that's the other thing, you know, the gay experience for me, it's been a little lonely. And then you get to meet people, and then you get to know one another, and you share your experiences with one another. And this is a very intimate show for me because, you know, I'm putting it all out there. And so, and I have a good group of gay and bisexual and non-binary friends whom I just love dearly. I have my friends who live over on Long Island who are married, Jay and Kevin. And I remember when Kev was going to propose to Jay, and he told me in confidence, and then Jay ended up asking Kev to marry him over cannolis. Or my friend Anthony, who's just so amazing, and he's engaged now, and all of us learning to know one another and accepting one another. And it was a great, great experience. And then you meet new people, and it's an experience. I wanted to say this because I've gotten to know this person, and I love their energy, and there's some things that I could say, but I'd rather say it to them. And so, you know, I got to know this person, and you want to talk about energy and a connection. This person, he's gay and so strong, not just physically, but mentally as well. And we talked about our different experiences, and I will keep that between us. But he really does inspire me. I think, you know, when you get to know someone, they make you want to be a better person. He makes me want to be a better person. And he means a lot as a friend to me. And I wanted to say that. And, you know, because we would share our different experiences as being these gay men, and not just we're gay Latino men, and also Native, because I'm Native and he's Native, and those experiences and talking about them and finding ourselves, you know, and how we are, and I wanted to just say that I wanted to acknowledge him on National Coming Out Day, because, you know, just having that connection right there and being able to talk about things that you can't talk about with other people, and it felt very good. So, and I owe him a great deal, but I wanted to say that and how much I care about him, and you know, so yeah. Very inspiring. Has done a lot in his life, helped a lot of people, but really to hear him talk about what it means for him to be gay and his experiences and the strength that he has within him is a very amazing, amazing thing. That's why I'm mentioning him, is because, you know, the conversations that we would have, it made me realize, okay, I'm not alone in that, and that you understand and I understand you. And so, and that's the thing about being gay, is you have to have a community, you have to have a support system. And so I was thinking about that, and yeah, you know, National Coming Out Day, it's very tough. I mean, you know, for me, I remember watching PBS, and they had this show called In the Life, and I would watch it, and it taught me a lot about myself and Harvey Milk and Stonewall, things that we didn't learn in school, you know. And so, yeah, this has been a very personal experience for me to be able to talk about being gay, being a gay man, being a gay brown man, who is, you know, Mexican and Portuguese and Comanche and Flemish and British and all these different things. That's the other thing. When you come from an ethnic family and you're gay, that's the other thing, is because there are the elders in the family who don't accept it, don't understand it. You know, I have some very good friends who accept me, and we are different politically. I wanted to mention my friend Jay, who I saw for Aftershock, and he's always supported me. He's never called me a faggot, although I think that's a funny word now versus when I was younger. And it just accepts me, has always accepted me, and I love him for that. He is my brother from another mother. As I mentioned, my friend who is gay, I love him dearly, because just being around him gives me strength. That's the thing about our community, is you have to give one another strength, and then we have our allies, and it's an amazing thing. And so I just wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to talk about those who, you know, if you're having trouble coming out, and it's a tough experience for everybody. It's not, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. You just have to say it, and you have to be proud, and you have to live your life openly, you know? And then I know people who accept me, and then those who don't. Well, I'm their token gay friend, and don't want me to tell people that they have over that I'm gay. And that kind of bothers me. Or not kind of, it does fucking bother me. Because you can't have your cake and eat it too, just so you know, straight people. You can't. Now, gay people, yes, we can. Most definitely. If it's cheesecake and it's Golden Girls, yes. You know, or yes, yes, yes. So I wanted to do this for all of those. And those who are up and coming, you know. I work in education. And I've met a lot who have said to me, do you support me? Yes, I support you. I am also gay. And being able to say that with pride. And I had an experience last school semester where these kids were saying, hey, Mr. B, they say you sound kind of gay. I said, I am. You got a problem with that? And that was such a freeing feeling to be able to say that and have pride and not feel ashamed of who I am. And I think it gave them a kind of sense of honesty, that no one had ever been that honest with them before. To be able to admit who you are, and to be able to just live your life openly, and love who you want openly. And it's an amazing thing. It really, truly is. So I wanted to say that. And for those who are up and coming and getting ready to come out, I support you. I'm here for you. We're all here for you. And so I wanted to dedicate that to those who are still in the process. It's okay. You can come out. It's all right. And to those who are part of my support system, and I love all of you dearly, my straight allies and friends and family, my gay brothers and sisters, my non-binary friends, my transgendered, I mean, we're all part of this community, and we should all love one another and accept one another. And I wanted to dedicate this episode, well, to my friends who make me want to be a better person. And this is dedicated to them, and to one in particular who, like I said, inspires me to be a better person, and our conversations about being gay and all this. And so, Penguin, this one's for you, buddy. As always, unpleasant dreams.